Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. You know, something we keep hearing about is how Gen Z is reacting to the new Trump administration. I mean, is it all just doom and gloom, or is there some nuance there?
Well, I think there's definitely nuance. I mean, that's fascinating. This is a generation that, you know, grew up completely online.
Right.
So smartphones weren't just a part of their childhood, like for millennials who remember dial-up, it was just like woven into the fabric of their reality from the very beginning.
Yeah.
It makes you kind of wonder how that shapes their whole perspective on everything.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier, this constant instant access to information, connection. I mean, how does that translate to their values and priorities?
Well, and a lot of the articles we're looking at, you know, they really highlight things like social justice, climate action, authenticity is a big one, and inclusivity. These are like, you know, core values.
Right. It's interesting because it's not just about, you know, having those values. They actually expect the institutions and brands they interact with to reflect those values too.
Yeah. One of the studies even uses the term value-driven consumption, which I thought was really interesting.
It's not just about buying a product. It's about like buying into a whole ethos. Like, are you walking the walk?
Right. And if a company isn't, you know, socially or environmentally responsible, they're much more likely to call them out on it or even boycott them.
And we're seeing this reflected in their political engagement too.
Absolutely. It's not enough for a politician to just like give lip service to these issues.
That.
They want to see concrete action, and they're not afraid to hold leaders accountable.
Okay, so we've got this really interesting dynamic forming. We've got a generation that's like hyper aware, digitally savvy, and really values driven, meeting this Trump administration that in some ways it seems like, at least from these sources, is hearkening back to like classic Republican strategies.
Exactly. You know, a lot of the policies that we're seeing, they're really emphasizing free market principles, tax cuts, deregulation, pretty familiar territory if you've followed, you know, Republican administrations in the past.
But the landscape is so different now. So how do those policies resonate with a generation that's so anxious about climate change?
Yeah.
Social justice? The job market has been totally reshaped by things like, you know, the pandemic and automation.
Yeah, great point.
I guess let's start with what seems to be like top of mind for Gen Z, and that is climate change.
Definitely. I mean, all the research shows that it's the defining issue for them, and it makes sense. I mean, they're the ones that are going to have to live with the consequences of inaction, potentially for decades to come.
One article, I think it even calls them the climate generation.
Yeah.
And they're not just passively worried either. They're really demanding that leaders take bold steps to address it.
Yeah. And it's that urgency that really comes through in their activism. I mean, they're not just asking for change, they're demanding it now. They feel like time is running out and they're not willing to wait for incremental progress.
So where does that leave them with this new Trump administration? I mean, from the sources, we know that they've rolled back environmental protections, pulled out of international climate agreements. This seems like a huge point of conflict.
Oh, absolutely. One source we have here, it's from a prominent environmental think tank, and they're arguing that these rollbacks could have devastating consequences for Gen Z, you know, leading to more extreme weather events, rising sea levels, mass displacement. And, you know, for them, these aren't just abstract concepts. These are very real threats to their future.
And it's not just about the environmental impact either. What about the economic fallout? I mean, we've got research here that projects a massive increase in the cost of living in areas that are, you know, going to be hardest hit by climate change. And imagine the impact on a generation that's already burdened with student debt and they're entering like this really volatile job market.
Exactly. The ripple effects are just, they're enormous. And it's not just about future projections. I mean, we're already seeing the impact of climate change on the job market.
Yeah.
You know, jobs in sectors like agriculture, tourism, they're becoming more precarious because of like unpredictable weather patterns, rising insurance costs.
So it's like they're facing this perfect storm.
Yeah.
You know, a planet in peril, an unstable job market, and then an administration that, at least on this issue, seems to be moving in the opposite direction of what they're demanding.
It's a fair assessment. Yeah. And this kind of brings us to another big area where Gen Z's concerns intersect with the Trump administration's policies, and that is the economy.
Okay, let's dive into that.
You know, one of the things that struck me when I was reading through these articles is this sense of economic anxiety that like really pervades Gen Z's outlook. I mean, they came of age during the Great Recession. They saw their parents struggle with, you know, job losses, financial insecurity, and then they graduated into a pandemic-stricken economy.
So they're entering adulthood with this backdrop of economic precarity. And now they're looking at an administration with policies that while they could boost certain sectors, could also exacerbate, you know, existing inequalities.
Exactly. We've got research here that shows a potential for growth in sectors like technology, renewable energy under the current administration, but it also highlights the risks. Tax cuts and deregulation could actually widen the gap between, you know, the rich and the poor, leaving a lot of Gen Zers struggling.
We've got a source here. It's a report from a left-leaning economic policy institute, and they're arguing that the administration's focus on trickle-down economics could actually harm Gen Z in the long run. They're predicting stagnant wages, rising healthcare costs, a shrinking social safety net.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, we have this report from a right-leaning think tank, and they're arguing that the tax cuts will stimulate job growth, and that'll ultimately benefit all Americans, including Gen Z. They're pointing to historical precedents where similar policies have led to economic booms.
So we've got two very different perspectives there on how the Trump administration's policies might actually impact Gen Z's economic prospects.
Yeah, it's a complex issue. No easy answers.
For sure.
And it's important to remember these are predictions. They're not guarantees. The actual outcome will depend on a multitude of factors, including global economic trends, technological advancements, and of course, the political landscape.
So we got climate change, the economy, two huge issues, top of mind for Gen Z, both areas where their views seem to be at odds, at least a little bit, with the new Trump administration. But there's another big one that we need to talk about, and that is social justice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is an area where Gen Z is incredibly passionate and vocal. I mean, they've grown up in a world where social movements like, you know, Black Lives Matter, hashtag Me Too, they've taken center stage, and they're really committed to fighting for equality and justice for all.
Yeah, one article describes them as like the woke generation. They're so hypersensitive to these issues of race, gender, sexual orientation, and they're not afraid to call out injustice wherever they see it.
Yeah, and they're doing it in a way that's completely different from previous generations. I mean, they're leveraging the power of social media to amplify their voices, organize protests, hold institutions accountable.
Right, it's like they have this whole digital arsenal at their disposal.
They do.
They're not just marching in the streets, they're launching viral campaigns, creating memes, using hashtags to mobilize millions of people around the world.
And it's working. You know, they're making real progress on issues that have been ignored and dismissed for decades. They're forcing corporations to change their policies. They're getting politicians to pay attention. And I think they're inspiring a whole new generation of activists.
So how does the new Trump administration fit into all of this? Because from what we've read, a lot of their policies are seen as potentially regressive by Gen Z activists.
Right. There are concerns about, you know, rollbacks on LGBTQ plus rights, restrictions on immigration, a lack of action on racial justice. These are all issues that Gen Z is deeply, deeply invested in.
So we're potentially looking at a major clash of values here, a generation that's pushing for progressive change versus an administration that seems to be, you know, doubling down on traditional values.
It's a fair assessment. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, you know. Will the administration adapt to this new generation's demands for change? Or will we see a generational divide that, you know, really reshapes the political landscape?
Okay, so before we move on, I think we need to talk about Gen Z's views on education, especially given the new Trump administration's stance on education reform.
Yeah, this is a big one. I think what's striking is the level of concern that Gen Z has about the rising cost of college, the crushing burden of student loan debt. They're graduating into a world where, you know, a college degree is often seen as essential for success, but the price tag is increasingly out of reach.
It's like you need to play the game, but the rules are rigged against you. And now they're looking at this administration that's proposing this mix of policies that could help or they could hurt, depending on how they're implemented.
Yeah, I mean, we have research here that shows that the administration is considering expanding income-driven repayment plans, which could provide some relief for borrowers struggling with debt.
Okay, that sounds promising. But what about the other side of the coin? Are there any proposals that could actually make college less affordable?
Unfortunately, yes. There are also proposals to deregulate for-profit colleges. And some experts argue that that could lead to lower quality education and higher costs for students.
So it's a mixed bag. I mean, kind of like a lot of the policies that we've been discussing today, potential for both positive and negative impacts on Gen Z, depending on which proposals actually gain traction.
And this is where, you know, Gen Z's activism could really play a crucial role. I mean, they're already mobilizing around these issues. They're pushing for policies that make college more affordable and accessible for everyone, regardless of their background.
And they're doing it in a way that's like uniquely Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just writing letters to their congresspeople. They're launching online petitions, organizing social media campaigns. They're using their digital savvy to raise awareness and demand change.
Exactly. They're rewriting the playbook on how to engage with the political process, and they're not going to back down.
This is all incredibly fascinating, but I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. I mean, we've laid the groundwork, you know. We've explored Gen Z's values and concerns, how they kind of intersect with the new Trump administration's policies. But to truly understand this generation's impact, we need to like really dive deeper into their digital activism, their strategies, and their potential to reshape the political landscape.
Yeah. I completely agree. That's where things get really interesting because they're not just using technology to amplify their message, they're using it to create entirely new forms of activism, forms that honestly, we're only just beginning to understand.
Okay, we're going to take a quick pause here to reset our digital compasses. But when we come back, we'll delve into the fascinating world of Gen Z's digital activism. We're back and ready to really explore what makes Gen Z's activism different.
Yeah, one of the things that really jumped out at me looking at these sources is how effectively they use humor as like a tool for social change.
It's not just like, you know, angry rants on Twitter.
No, not at all. They've really mastered like satire and meme creation. They're using humor to highlight absurdity and hypocrisy, and they do it in a way that's both really pointed and shareable.
Yeah, there's a study here that analyzes the impact of viral memes during, you know, the last election cycle. And it's incredible, like, how effective those were at swaying public opinion and even mobilizing voters.
It's a really smart strategy, I think, because it allows them to bypass, you know, traditional media filters. They go straight to where Gen Z lives online.
And it's not just about being funny either. They're really strategic, like, they're crafting messages that resonate with their target audience.
Oh, absolutely. We've got this really cool example here. This climate action group created a series of memes that went viral. They were comparing the inaction of certain politicians to the struggles of a sloth trying to climb a tree.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I
It's
mean,
funny, it's relatable, and it like subtly makes this really powerful point about the urgency of addressing climate change.
exactly. They're finding new, like, innovative ways to package this really complex information into these, like, bite-sized pieces. And that makes it easily digestible and super shareable.
So it's not just about raising awareness, it's about actually driving action.
100%. We've got tons of examples here. Really successful online fundraising campaigns organized by, you know, Gen Z activists.
Right.
They've raised millions of dollars for social justice organizations, legal defense funds, even disaster relief efforts.
It's pretty amazing. They've really figured out how to turn, like, you know, likes and shares into tangible support for the causes that they believe in.
And it's not just about, you know, donating money. They're also using online platforms to organize protests, boycotts, you know, letter writing campaigns. I mean, putting pressure on corporations and politicians to change their policies.
It's like they figured out how to hack the system. They're using these tools of the digital age to create like real-world
And
impact.
this is just the beginning. I mean, we're just starting to see, I think, the potential of Gen Z's digital activism.
It's exciting, but it's also kind of like daunting, isn't it? They're wielding this incredible power, but are there like downsides too?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the sources that we have, they raise concerns about the rise of, you know, alternative media and the potential for Gen Z to get caught in these echo chambers where they're only exposed to information that, you know, reinforces their existing beliefs.
Yeah, that whole filter bubble phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's a real concern, especially when it comes to like political discourse.
Totally. If we're not careful, you know, we could end up with a generation that's super informed about the issues that they care about, but completely isolated from opposing
Which
viewpoints.
can lead to like polarization and extremism,
Yeah.
and then it just makes it even harder to find any kind of common ground.
Exactly. So it's crucial for Gen Z, you know, to develop critical thinking skills, being able to evaluate information from, you know, multiple sources, and to engage in respectful dialogue, even with those who hold different views.
And this is where education plays such a crucial role, right? I mean, it's not just about teaching
Yeah.
like facts and figures. It's about fostering critical thinking, media literacy. the ability to tell the difference between, a credible source and misinformation.
Oh, absolutely. We need to equip them with the tools, to navigate this incredibly complex information landscape so they can be informed, engaged citizens.
Yeah. One of the articles that we have is it suggests that schools actually incorporate media literacy into their curriculum, like actually teach students how to identify bias, evaluate sources, and construct, well-informed arguments.
Yeah, I love that idea. And it's not just about formal education either. Parents, mentors, community leaders, they all have a role to play in helping Gen Z develop these crucial skills.
Because ultimately, it's about more than just winning arguments online or scoring political points. It's about creating a society where we can actually have, meaningful dialogue and work together to solve these complex challenges that we all face.
Well said. I couldn't agree more.
So we've talked about Gen Z's digital activism, their mastery of memes, online fundraising, and the potential, pitfalls of these echo chambers. But I think there's another layer to this story that we really need to explore.
What's that?
The psychological impact of growing up in this hyper-connected world. What does it do to a young person's sense of self, their relationships, their mental health? It really is fascinating to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, it
It's
is.
like Gen Z has this dual existence. They're navigating the real world, but they're also crafting these online personas at the same time.
Yeah, one of the studies even called it like the digital self. And
Yeah.
it's fascinating how they curate this online image, crafting these carefully constructed identities that might not even like reflect their true
It's
selves.
like this pressure to be constantly connected, to be available 24/7, to document every experience, for the diagram.
Right. It's like they're living their lives through this filter, always conscious of how they're, being perceived by their online audience.
And so, I mean, what does that do to their mental health? I mean, we have some research here that's suggesting a correlation between, excessive social media use and increased rates of anxiety, depression, loneliness among young people.
Yeah, there's a growing body of evidence. It suggests that like constant exposure to this curated content can lead to feelings of inadequacy and social comparison.
Yeah, it's like they're constantly bombarded with images of perfection,
Right, agree.
perfect bodies, perfect vacations, perfect lives. And how can you not feel like you're falling short?
Right. And then you've got the issue of, cyberbullying,
Yeah.
which can be devastating for young people's self-esteem and, their mental well-being.
One of the articles actually highlights this case of a young activist who was targeted by online trolls after speaking out against this controversial policy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she was receiving death threats, hateful messages, just this relentless campaign of harassment.
That's awful.
It really is heartbreaking, and I think it underscores the dark side of this hyper-connected world that we live in.
It does, yeah. But I don't think it's all like doom and gloom. There's also research that points to like the positive aspects of Gen Z's digital fluency too.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, they're really good at building online communities, finding support networks, connecting with like-minded people from all over the world.
Yeah, that's super important, especially for young people who might feel isolated or, marginalized in their offline lives.
Right. And they're also using technology to access information and resources that honestly weren't available to previous
So
generations.
talking like online therapy platforms,
Yeah.
educational resources, even like, mental health apps.
Exactly. So, it's this double-edged sword, right? Technology can both amplify the challenges and also provide like these new avenues for support and connection.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a complex landscape. There's no like easy answers. But the key takeaway here, I think, is that we really need to be having these open and honest conversations with Gen Z about the potential risks and benefits of technology.
I agree. And we need to, make sure they have the tools and resources to navigate this digital world safely and responsibly.
And to foster their resilience, their critical thinking skills, and their ability to connect with others in meaningful ways.
Yeah, that's so important.
Wow. So we've covered so much ground in this deep dive. We've explored, Gen Z's values, their concerns, their activism, the psychological impact of growing up in a hyper-connected world.
Yeah, it's been a fascinating conversation.
And honestly, I still feel like we're just scratching the surface of this generation's potential.
Yeah, me too. I mean, they're definitely a force to be reckoned with, and I, for one, I'm super excited to see what they do next.
Me too. I mean, they're rewriting the rules, they're challenging the status quo, they're demanding a better future, for themselves and for the planet.
And they're doing it with such passion and creativity and this digital savvy. It's really inspiring.
So to all the Gen Zers out there listening,
Yeah.
keep fighting, keep creating, keep pushing the
Yeah.
boundaries.
I mean, the world needs your voices, needs your ideas, needs your energy.
We're all rooting for you.
We are, and we can't wait to see what you accomplish.
And that's it for this deep dive into the world of Gen Z and the new Trump administration. We hope you found it, informative, thought-provoking, maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Yeah, and until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep the conversation going.